Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I am Johnny White, really, really. Welcome to Lunch Watch. Hello, and welcome, if a welcome you can stand, to Lunch Watch. I was just working on this week's episode, and then somehow my computer crashed, and I lost it all, so I'm having to redo it. I really can't believe how stupid I am all the time. I'm holding out a hope that I'll have forgiven myself by the end of the episode, but let's be realistic for 5 seconds. That's never going to happen, not fully. It's like Emmerdale, it will never ever conclude. But anyhow, hope you're all still listening, and hello, and welcome to Lunch Watch. In case you don't know or weren't aware, Lunch Watch is a kind of a display-based lunch competition. You send in one lunch you've had between Monday and Wednesday to be reviewed and analysed by myself, Johnny White, really, really, as well as the ever-shadowy and absent figure of Dan Canetti to receive the ultimate honour of being this or that week's winning lunch. How are we all? How are your years going thus far? I think it's quite strange when people say, for example, it's only 8 days into the year. Chill out, year. And when I've said year, you can just say whatever year it is. When people talk directly to the year, I mean. As if the year is the mayor of the world for a year. Which, in a way, it is. So maybe it's a fine thing to do, with the benefit of hindsight. The more things change and change, the more they stay the same, as they say. So I'm betting they also used to do this back in 1066. And prepare great parchments depicting 1066 as talking directly to 1065, asking it to hold its beer, only in, I think, French, and also offline. Do you remember what it was like offline? It was quite different, and now it's different from it. Staggering stuff. But enough about parchments and staggering. Because it's time to conquer lunch. And there was a glistening selection this week. And a bedazzling selection. And I was, as we are under the right circumstances, enchanted to see them. A few cups of the good stuff floating about. And in that I mean tea. I used to have a natural sense of tea. Used to make it unthinkingly. As a reflex, and drink it very much in that same manner. But over the years it's changed. And whilst I can still enjoy it when I drink it, I feel self-conscious, as if I've a documentary crew filming me, and with my head screaming, "I'm drinking tea," over and over at me as I go. Whereas, hand me a glass of Vimto and I'm very much my own person in the room. But before we journey deep into the forest of the three frontrunners, I have to attend to my famous orders of business, and I have but one this week. On Christmas Day, I watched Avatar for the first time, and I've got to say, it was great. And with that in mind, I recommend it if you've never seen it. I really enjoyed it. Why not pop it on the telly when you've got a minute or 162 to spare? Yes. Avatar, who'd have thought it? And so for the three front runners. Firstly, we had Rose. Her entry, BLT and an Earl Grey with oat milk. This was a good one from Rose. BLTs are nothing to be trifled with. I've never dared make one myself, as I don't like to test myself against the classics. I hope there was a good amount of butter on that bread, and I'm sure that there was. Great drink, too. Got me thinking about the real Earl Grey, who is a real person, FYI. And I went around the internet trying to find a picture of him. But I couldn't, anywhere. Which makes you wonder. But not about anything specific. Just sets your mind gently drifting. Like an ice hockey puck, softly bouncing off a wall in a zero gravity environment. Where it will end up, who can say? Bracket spoiler alert, it will be stymied by another wall. Secondly, we have Payvand. Her entry, unicorn potato shapes, vegan chicken nuggets, baked beans, ketchup, to drink Rubios tea, brackets loose leaf. I like this one, especially the teaming up of baked beans and ketchup to surely give the hit of the whole fruit. I don't know how to say Rubios tea. I've heard people say rooibos and redbush. There must be a correct way, though. Unless it's at the speaker's discretion, which seems like no way to comport yourself publicly if you're a word. But no, this was a good one from Payvand. And lastly, Alice, her entry, Dan's Chinese-inspired pork belly left over from a hungover New Year's Day, pak choi, rice, one custard cream and a cold tea chaser. You'd do well to eat that. And that was all the three front runners. Okay, and as we mull over the three front runners, I would just like to play that little game, heads or tails game with the coin with Zoe. Zoe's here.
Hiya.
And have you got the coin?
I do.
What number is it?
It's a number 5.
A number 5, a 5p?
Yeah.
Let me see. One of the new ones, new as of 1997, I think.
Oh, don't make me. This one's 2016. I don't know when they came in.
When they could have done any time. All right, so if you'd like to fix it at home for what you would like this to stand for or mean, and Zoe is about to turn the coin in the air. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's not go. Okay.
Let's not what?
Go
through all this again.
About being ready.
It's tossed.
The flip was good?
Flip was good.
And do we have a reading?
We do have a reading.
Please reveal.
Back in the habit. It's tails again.
Tails again. Okay, so if you had tails, you've won. If you had heads, it's a different story. Thank you very much for taking a part at home, and thank you very much, Zoe, for flipping the coin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And so the final verdict fast approaches. I hope you are getting 8 hours sleep a night at the moment, but that you remain awake and alert for the time being as I do the recap. And offer myself and yourself the chance to ask ourselves that classic question, who shall win? Shall it be Rose, with her BLT and tea? Would it be Payvand, with her vegan chicken and beans and ketchup and redbush tea? I'm going to say redbush. Or must it be Alice, with her pork belly and custard cream and tea? And it gives me a chill, but in a good way, to announce that this week the winner is Alice. I'm here to tell you that you've won the Lunchwatch podcast. Lunchwatch of this week.
No way.
Yes. Yeah, very much yes.
I'm speechless.
Yes.
Well, that's not gonna be very good. I'm not speechless. Okay. I'm very happy, Johnny.
Good. I'm glad. I'm Aww. Happy to hear it.
I actually don't know what lunch it is, because I do submit entries quite often.
It was Dan's Chinese-inspired pork belly left over from New Year's with pak choi and one custard cream and a cold tea chaser, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that was a good lunch.
Yeah, so if you'd like to just talk us through that lunch.
Okay, I may have lured you here under false pretenses, because I didn't actually make the lunch.
That's all right. No. It's just about the lunch that you had.
It was really delicious. Yeah, Chinesey pork belly that my boyfriend made, and pak choi rice. It was jasmine rice, you know, that kind of slightly sticky rice.
Yeah, big fan of that stuff.
And custard cream, always a biscuit. You've got to have a biscuit.
Yeah. Do you know why people eat biscuits? evolutionarily. Apparently, a nutritionist told me, I don't know, this is very late at night, but they said that the reason why people eat sweet things after savory things, i.e. puddings, i.e. biscuits, is because back in ancient times, the people that fell asleep immediately after gorging themselves on a load of like antelopes or whatever would get killed.
Gorging. Yeah, of course. You've got to keep your wits.
And then the people that went off looking for berries survived. So there was some other reason that was just to do with liking
sweet
things.
It's definitely survival instinct, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I went off snuffling for biscuits.
Yeah.
Custard cream. What's your favourite biscuit?
My favourite biscuit, well, my claim is that my favourite biscuit is malted milk. It's primarily just the answer I most like to give whenever I'm asked that question. Like if anyone says what is my favourite train station, I will say Doncaster. Because it's in my head. I do know that I do like it. Whether or not it's my favourite is a matter that I try to restrict internal debate on in case I discover that it's something else and I have to change my answer because I will invariably forget whatever the new one is and just carry on saying
it's a public favourite. It's a favourite for your people.
It's like my Queen's birthday of beliefs. Have you had your lunch today? I imagine that you won't have done.
I haven't.
Yeah. And do you know what you will have if you will have one? I mean,
it's two lunch options. One is a mushroom-filled pasta, you know, just one of those ones that you put on a hob for like 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Little filled ones. Oh, and then the other one is rye with avocado and like some chili.
Rye.
What do you think? What should I have?
I've got a horse in the race with bias legs and I don't like mushrooms particularly.
What?
There's like a sort of confidence trick involved with me eating them. Sometimes I can push my head above the parapet.
You can just do it. Go for it.
It's like olives, but often I find them like slimy slugs.
That is true. Yeah, it's a textural thing, isn't it?
So I would cast a wry eye over the rye bread and then eat it.
All right, that's it. Problem solved.
And are there any lunches you particularly like to see win in the future?
Okay, I've practiced this question because I'm an avid fan of yours. I want to say crisp sandwich.
Oh, yeah. We don't get any. Well,
like, why not? I mean, crisp sandwiches, I think they need to make a comeback.
Yeah.
And also, I also thought no one's having an alcoholic drink with their lunch.
That's like a martini
and some soup. That'd be fun.
That's true. Well, if you're out there and get a few olives there in the glass.
No, but then you can't have one.
Oh, then I can't have one. I'll have it with a twist. And a crisp sandwich. Yeah, that'd be good. Well, if you're out there, have a crisp sandwich and an alcoholic drink, and we'll see who's going to win as if it's someone else. Well, it's Dan Kennedy as well.
They're out there.
Have a very nice rest of the day and.
Thanks, Johnny. I'm so happy to
learn.
I'm
going to
kind of share the prize with Dan, so I'll let him.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hope you have a very nice rest of the day. And
thanks,
enter again
Johnny.
Next week. And we'll speak to you again soon.
And thank you so much.
No worries. And bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Alice, a.k.a. Alice the Fourth. And if you'd like to follow in her footsteps, you can, because I can now declare Lunch Watch open again. If you're listening to this between Monday and Wednesday, you can submit your entries on Twitter at Lunch Watch or in an email, lunchwatch@hattrickwith2t's.com or on Facebook. But as ever, you can work that one out for yourself. I've caught more trains than you've had hot dinners. This is potentially untrue, but I don't know exactly who's listening to this, so I might be right about this. If I am, then we'll chalk it up to the alchemy of coincidence and move on further through time. Neither of us would ever know, mind you. Because even if you've got an accurate list of all the hot dinners you've ever eaten, which I doubt you do, I can't say the same for the number of trains I've caught. With enough time, I could probably sort you out a rough estimate. But if we're going down that road, I may as well just pluck a number out of thin air. 3 million, let's say. I've caught 3 million trains. Unless you can prove otherwise. And so how many hot dinners have you had? Rough estimate time again. On the number, I mean. And so next stop, Thin Air City. And you aren't here to pluck it, so it falls to me. And I'm going to say 150. You've had 150 hot dinners. Which returns me to my original point, which is that I've caught more trains than you've had hot dinners. Millions more, in fact. But let's not let that get in the way of us getting along. Life isn't a competition, except for in nature. But anyhow, enough out of me. Good day to you.
Lunchwatch was written and performed by Johnny White, Really Really, with original music by Johnny White, Really Really. The coin flip was performed by Zoe Waterman. The producer was Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hattrick production.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.